This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Kenny, are you feeling good again? Closing a West Coast trip. Didn't even need Donovan Mitchell last night. How many times do we see in the NBA when it's the last leg of a trip? Guys just want to get home. Kenny, their own beds.
I felt good.
Their own beds. Not like in Altoona, where you don't even know if the beds are going to be made.
I hate hotel beds. And I think it's because we have a big bed in our house. I'm sorry. I'm off the beaten path there. Just let me say, I think my bed might be
off
too soft.
Just going to let Ken cook here.
Mine might be too soft. I'm sorry. Go right on ahead. The vibes.
First, his truck was too nice. Now his bed's too
the
soft.
Vibes on this segment are not very good.
I've seen people talk about having circulation issues because the bedding is draped so tight against your legs. I could see that being an issue for some. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Cavs 122-111 last night, and they were able to shoot the ball finally. 44% from three. They closed it out. Darius with, again, the beautiful floaters. He had a steady diet of those. He was getting past the wing defenders and finishing over and around the big men. So it was nice. It was nice to get up back on track. So it seems like, Kenny, the four-game losing streak, that seems like years ago, right?
Yeah.
Well, now get ready because they're starting to hype things up again, which is making us feel a little bit better about things. Listen to Darius Garland talking about the team and Mobley, and then you'll listen to Evan Mobley talking about the team and Darius Garland.
I mean, he's our defensive player of the year. He's the lead defensive player of the year. Our 2-7-footers always hold it down for us. They're our anchors. They do everything for us, literally, on both sides of the ball, so it doesn't go unnoticed. We definitely love him.
I mean, that's our clutch player of the year. He took over at the end of the game like he always does and just did what he did out there.
So one saying, hey, he's a defensive player of the year. The other, he's
listen
the clutchest player. Guys.
Listen to these
fixed.
Guys.
That's from FanDuel Sports.
FanDuel Sports, is that all fixed? Is everything fixed? You know what I will say?
Well, they always got along to go with each other. Yeah. They're a very likable group of men. They are very likable.
I never really heard them down in the dumps. You know, even throughout those losses, it kind of seemed like Kenny wasn't really getting hard on them. Like, we wondered how they were going to deal.
It's the lost West Coast week. You can do it then.
It's true.
You can be out there and you can be down the dumps because you don't do the post game until 1 o'clock back here, and that's when it happens.
It was
very rarely.
It was much needed.
Do we ever have to rip them for anything?
I can guarantee you, had they have lost one of these games or both of these games, you know, and again, they're not the greatest teams, although Portland has been weird this year. They've gone on some nice stretches for a team that's not going to make the playoffs. But you're better than them, and you showed it last night.
Yeah.
And you know, did I think we saw the Cavs' best effort at any point? Maybe the second half against Utah. That is about the only time. Maybe the third quarter last night too. But it's about it. We did not see the Cavs play their basketball. And again, they're resting guys. Mitchell was out yesterday. You saw Darius out. Now, they're not giving us any big reasons to be concerned about a groin injury for Donovan, but it is something to keep your eye on.
Yes.
Like, we need him. I'm not worried about going after the franchise record. They'd have to be 9-1. Who cares? I know Justin Termini made it sound like earlier in the show that we squandered our opportunity for the number one seed in the finals.
I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't understand where Justin was going with that, because you caught him on it, and then he immediately went the other way. Like, I wondered if he kind of sounded, knew how silly it kind of sounded there for a minute, and then immediately changed his tune and was like, I'm not necessarily saying that. Justin knows a lot about basketball. I shouldn't give him that credit, because he always rips me every chance he gets. But I think you're right about this. To have Donovan there, I thought that the Utah game, I thought that was a perfect get-right slump buster game, and then we could kind of all relax a little bit. But I think that these final 10 games that you have now, it just sets up to make any of the negatives, whatever negatives there are out there, people calling out the negatives, I think it just sets it up to make.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Make those folks louder. I think that's all that does. Because I look at all these games, there's plenty of good reasons to make sure Donovan is healthy for the postseason. There's plenty of good reasons to do the same with Darius. There's plenty of reasons to kind of put the thing, I hate to say it, on autopilot. And you might want to have a flip the switch moment over the next 10 games. Folks, I get that. Maybe you get that against Indiana. But, man, I got to get ready for the postseason.
I don't think you're going to see it at all. Think about it. They're playing the Knicks, and most likely Brunson is probably not going to be able to play in that game because they're just trying to get him healthy. You do have those two games in the last three against Indiana.
Yeah. So
there might be some jockeying for position from Indiana's standpoint.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's the only thing I can get to, and that's the only thing. Because I'm trying – what I am trying to do is trying to knock down every argument against the Cavs. The one argument that I could see against the Cavs about winning and about being a viable championship basketball team, one of the arguments that I'm trying to knock down is that they aren't postseason ready. Well, if they go out and they beat Orlando, or they beat maybe Detroit in round two. I thought you made a great point earlier today about that. Here we are. You and I are complimenting each other like Evan Mobley and Darius Garland are.
It's
amazing.
Too much.
It's too much. If they go out there and they beat their first and second round opponents, why I can't say they weren't ready for the postseason if they go out and they lose to Boston. So I'm not trying to set myself up for disappointment. They're not disappointments. I'd be disappointed in the results, but there's only so much you can do. And as of right now, and maybe we'll be proven different later, I think that Kenny Atkinson is pushing the right buttons on who to rest, when to rest him, how long to rest him. Because you got to have him available so you can be ready for the postseason. You have to have them at your usage. And if you don't have them, you don't have them. You got to keep them healthy. So that's where I stand on that.
Are you getting excited about the prospects of seeing J.B. Bickerstaff in potentially the second round?
Yes. I'm tired of the narrative about the softness. I can't fight it. Not yet. Don't know yet. But I'm tired of that narrative. Tired of talking about it. It's an ugly thing to be called. Being called soft is ugly. There's only so much that you can say on the behalf of the Orlando Magic or the Atlanta Hawks. If you get to Detroit, or if Detroit is your second round opponent, they're going to be really excited because I think they've skipped a step. They've gone from just making the postseason to winning a round in the playoffs. Now you're going to catch a very high and mighty smelling themselves Detroit team. It's Cleveland. It's Detroit. There's history there. If you're old enough to remember, you guys are. And it's also JB. And I want to see what JB does. It is the matchup. I'm not going to say brutal on the Pistons because I know I get myself in trouble. But if we're talking about energetic, emotional matchups, you can't beat that. Your former coach, leading a team that you've had history with, that's poetry. I'm I'm looking forward to that. Hey, if you lose that, I'm going to lose my mind. But it ain't going to be on me.
No, that's not even an option.
Ain't going to be on me.
You cannot lose that
series. But this is because you know he's going to attack you. He knows where to attack you. He knows where to go. Now, I don't know if he has the horses to attack, but he's going to know where to go.
Just imagine a playoff run of first round Magic. Get a sweep there. Avenge the 7 game. Second round, Detroit. Finals, conference finals, Boston, and NBA finals. You know who.
I want
LeBron
to know.
James and the Lakers.
Well, I thought you were going to say Sengun and the Houston Rockets.
If we're talking movies, that's a situation where like Rocky 3 was better than Rocky 1 and 2.
Wow.
Yeah. I said it.
Wow.
Said it. Those situations.
I know.
Okay, be sarcastic a little bit more. I'll tell you what, JB Bickerstaff, whoever's in the paint for them, they're going to say, remember who wouldn't take the shot last year?
Why don't you poke him in the ribs there?
Remember who wouldn't take the shot last year? Now all of a sudden we're getting emotional and excited. And I'm an excitable boy.